from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was blocked Wednesday from quickly advancing a bill that would allow local law enforcement agencies to track aerial drones, assuring Congress won't act this year on the mysterious drone sightings that have worried residents. The Senate bill would have also enhanced some federal agencies' authority to act on drones, as well as started a pilot program to allow states and local authorities to disrupt, disable, or seize a drone without prior consent of the operator. Point Pleasant police say a report of a drone crashing into the ocean along the coast late Tuesday afternoon was unfounded. Officers who went to the area where the drone was said to have crashed turned up nothing. Congressman Jim Himes, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, tells The Hill that 28 briefers told them that the drones being sighted in New Jersey are not federal government operations and are flying legally. A proposed drone law in New Jersey would crack down on the use of unmanned aircraft above schools, but Assemblyman Joe Danielson says the bill's language is too vague and may not be necessary.
We want to protect our kids, but I don't want to support something that's fake safety. We talk about taking pictures of our kids, then let's make cameras, all cameras, illegal. Are we at that point now?
Plus, an industry expert tells lawmakers that the feds preempt any drone laws a state might pass. A South Jersey electric company has agreed to an audit.
Following complaints of soaring electric bills this past summer, Atlantic City Electric has agreed to an audit of its billing systems. It comes after the power company's leaders sat down with New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew earlier this month. Van Drew says the utility has also agreed to take a closer look at claims from customers who believe they were overcharged. Meantime, Atlantic City Electric is asking for a rate hike from the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. Grubhub is paying $25 million to settle accusations it misled customers about the cost of delivery. The Federal Trade Commission had also accused the delivery service of misleading drivers about how much they could earn. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down. It was a bad day today, 1,123 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Ave and Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Coming up this evening, widespread rain. Then colder air returns tomorrow. And then our next storm system is a flyby Friday night. For snow lovers, you might get a little happy at this one. I think we could see accumulations on the order of an inch or two. We'll call it that for now. Tonight, just plain rain. Everybody in New Jersey gets a little bit wet. Low temperatures dip into the upper 30s by morning. We stay above freezing. But tomorrow's going to be a breezy, blustery, colder day. Highs only reach the mid-40s with sun and clouds. Friday, mostly cloudy and cold. Highs around 40. Scattered snow and rain showers develop Friday afternoon. And that's probably going to go all snow into Friday night. Light stuff, but again, could see some accumulations, especially inland. This weekend's all about bitter cold. Saturday's highs lower 30s, only in the 20s on Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington 49, Freehold 52, Pennsville 53. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Raceway Nissan of Freehold. Kick it with the all-new Nissan Kicks, America's favorite crossover SUV, starting at just $69 a month through the end of the year. At Raceway Nissan of Freehold on Route 9 in Freehold, and they're also online at RacewayNissanNJ.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.